Entertainment News for you.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here we go, Dave.
Thank you. And I am pleased and honored to present our special rant guest, Gordon Keith, who amazingly is prepared to join us, even though Corby and I both forgot to text him.
DJ did.
DJ took care of it.
This is DJ's baby, bro.
Wow. Our producer DJ actually produced. Producing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's not here right now.
He's not even here.
Oh.
All right. So, yes, if you are following the news today and if you listen to the musers this morning, you know that the Gene Hackman death is the top of all of our minds. But we are going to do a little bit of other e-news content, and we are going to get into the death of Gene Hackman, the circumstances surrounding it, and perhaps, if we have time, express him to the front of the trifecta line in our Rant Revival segment next. But first, do want to follow up on a story we had yesterday. I don't know if you saw this, Gordon. Jon Stewart on Monday's Daily Show, he was making an impassioned point about the Doge agency, Elon's Department of Government Efficiency, and he shattered a prop mug on the desk and ended up cutting his hand. And so on the heels of that, because that clip went viral, there were a lot of people that are Musk supporters that were tweeting at him or Xing at him on X, telling him that he needed to go on The Daily Show and give Jon Stewart a piece of his mind. And so Elon did respond to at least one of these users saying, I'll do it if the show airs unedited, because he wants to make sure that they don't do any kind of 60-minute tricks and chop up his answers and make him look bad. And so the official Daily Show account responded saying, we'd be delighted. So nothing's been confirmed, but we could have a clash of the titans between Jon Stewart and Elon Musk in the very near future.
That'd be cool. I might think about turning over there to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be really interesting to see, because I think those guys are both really smart and really thoughtful, and I would enjoy hearing what they have to say to one another.
Will Jon Stewart do his customary halting, thoughtful stammer?
Probably, yes.
Will Elon talk like he's got marbles in his mouth?
What?
Yeah, will
the thing that we always know about, I just can't.
Who's this?
I can't handle the way he talks. I'm confused by it.
Will he do acid or ketamine before he goes on The Daily Show?
Is it the fact that he's not from here? Is that his accent, or is this the way he talks just weird?
They're speaking English, Dad. Mm.
I don't know. I'm asking you guys.
Making fun of foreigners' accents.
Internationals, Gordon.
Some things
foreigners.
Don't change.
Once they're here, they're ours.
You're making fun of our president.
I really am.
Another day, another Diddy lawsuit. I don't know if this was brought by the Busby firm, the Tony Busby firm.
Yeah, sure it was.
But it is yet another anonymous lawsuit from a John Doe, not a Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says that he is a sex worker.
Okay.
And says that he met Diddy in 2012. He was working for a male companion service in Florida. And Diddy said, you need to travel to New York City and meet me at the Intercontinental Hotel in Manhattan.
How do you find these people?
I mean, through
the internet?
Male
people?
Companion, the male escort service.
Used to, it had to be on the back pages of the Dallas Observer. I don't know if that was in a national paper.
No, it's just in Dallas.
But we used to do that, like when we would go to lunch after the rant and be like, oh, what do you think of that guy? Oh my God, look at the abs on him.
So the workaround with the escort is that you are paying for their company, but then anything that happens is between consenting adults. Is that what we're led to believe?
That is correct.
Thanks, Lando.
Thank you, Lando.
Anytime.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave.
I mean, Does that stand up in court, Gordon?
I don't. What do you mean?
If there's a transaction, then no, it doesn't stand up in court.
Were you able to win your case, Gordon?
That's the way it sounded to me.
No, so, John Doe says that when he got to the Intercontinental Hotel, he entered the room, and Diddy was there with a female companion. And Diddy commanded him to perform with his mouth on the woman for hours while Diddy did other things.
I hope they gave her bathroom breaks.
Gordon, I wish you could see.
We're at CC Young, Gordon. It's a retirement community. And it's,
you just made the point earlier that these are children of the 60s and 70s. They've seen it all.
Yeah, but they're not prepared to hear perform with their mouth.
For hours.
Even happy hour.
They're just trying
to have some wine. With a kazoo.
Yes.
It's a weird way to perform.
That's what you call that place. The little man in the kazoo.
Yes.
You'll play the kazoo now.
So he says at some point Diddy drugged him either with a bottle of water or infused baby oil that he was rubbing on his body.
Infused baby oil?
Yeah, baby oil with like sedatives in it. I don't know. Is that possible?
I don't know. I'm going to try that on myself.
See if you can make yourself pass out with rubbing baby oil on yourself.
Keep passing out,
GHB yourself with coconut oil.
Oh, yeah. That's it, Corby.
So he says after he was drugged, Diddy followed him into the bathroom and did things
in a
bottom way.
Yeah.
And then Diddy said, if I can get Pac hit, what the F do you think can happen to you? Making a reference to Tupac's murder.
Oh, he killed Tupac.
Yeah, according to this guy, he was using the murder of Tupac as a veiled threat.
I got JFK. I can get you.
Okay, Bonzi Wells
killed JFK.
Is not going to join us now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gordon, you'll be interested in this.
I got Capone. You next.
Is this still Bonzi? Or is this Diddy?
This is Diddy.
X out. Domestic violence.
Gordon, you're a fan of Rick Springfield, are you not?
He interviewed.
I don't know about fan.
You love him.
I like some of his songs. He's done some things in his personal life I don't agree with.
Like what?
That's Buffalo Springfield.
Rick Buffalo Springfield.
Oh, what is Rick Springfield? Did he get Me Too'd?
No, he didn't. But I think that there was. Check out the timeline of when he dated Linda Blair.
The Exorcist lady? Did he date her right after she threw up and twisted her head around in a circle?
That was in the movie.
Oh. It's because of what he did to her is why she threw up.
Is that South Lake Zone?
Linda Blair?
Who are you thinking of?
He's thinking, okay, this is the Bob Stern doing his comedy. It's Lisa Welchel.
Blair from Facts of Life? God, you again. You're in timeout.
That's good comedy. Come on.
It's so stretched out.
It's way too obtuse.
And I appreciate Gordon knowing where I was going.
All right, so Rick Springfield is...
Whoa. Uh-oh. 15? According to the internet, Linda Blair was 15?
I guess that was back when people didn't live as long.
All right, so Rick Springfield is now 75. And in this week's issue of People magazine, he talks about his battle with depression.
Indeed.
And he says that he recently tried ketamine therapy, similar to Matthew Perry. And he says, I wanted to see if it would open things up in my brain. It was a creative experiment. I did it for as long as suggested, and I wasn't a big fan. It made me feel heavy and machine-like. And so now he says he's into microdosing. He says, I did acid, and that was actually a little better. He said, I hadn't done it since I was in my 20s, hooking up with Linda Blair, but it was a great high. I don't mean to push drugs on anyone, but I'm not adverse to anything that helps me be happier and a better person. I could use help in that area. I'm always searching.
Acid at 75?
Yeah, microdosing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he says, he also says he quit drinking. He says, I was drinking quite a bit, and the older you get, it's kind of a natural thing to drop all that S. He says, I'm not an AA. I'll have a couple sips of vodka when I'm on stage, but I don't drink any other time. And he also says that he is trying to spend more quality time with the people that he loves as opposed to being a workaholic.
Including Linda Blair.
Same.
Saying the healing part is allowing myself to do things and not berating myself for wasting time. That
back
I'm
up
claiming
on the
time with people instead of work.
I think there's something weird about that. I don't drink anymore. Just drink some vodka on stage. That's
well,
not
you gotta
a
loosen
casual
up.
Drink.
You gotta loosen up.
Well, what do you think about the California sober, though? Like, guys that completely quit drinking, but they'll eat edibles and mushrooms and things like that. Is that
I know a lot of people like that. I mean, that's fine with me. Whatever works for them. That's what I always say.
Oh, dear.
What?
Uh-oh, we're hung up on the mat there. Hold on, ma'am. We got you.
There she goes.
She's got it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Coming up next. Was that you again, Bob?
I think so.
Bob passed gas?
His throat frog is really active today.
I don't know what's happening.
All right. We're going to try and...
What are you eating?
We're going to try and have Bob drink some fruit water. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the mysterious circumstances of Gene Hackman's death.
Waiting on this. This is not... You're prepared for the death. You're not going to off
Corby
yourself.
Davidson.
You're not going to off yourself at the moment. Like, oh my God, I can't believe
he's dead. He finally died at 95.
Right. You're just like, I've been waiting on this and...
You're like mopping the floor to make it a little more slick.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is classic
Norman Mary.
Doing all
those things that Mary's been doing for the past 20 years.
Right, yes.
Yeah, sliding, little extra mop and glow on the floor.
Sliding footstools
or
into strategic spots.
Gene Hackman was like, why do we buy so many bottles of Murphy's oil soap? I don't get it.
Yeah, always at the Hitzkiss residence. There's an Amazon trail at the Hitzkiss residence. It's like...
Various tripwires and...
But yeah, man, it's really, really weird. And again, the man's 95 and been out of the public eye outside of a couple of stock photos where people are like, whoa, he looks nothing like he did in 1970.
Yeah, we've talked about that. The fact that the paparazzi were trying to gotcha, look at how 95 he is now.
It's the dumbest thing ever. And it was sad. But now, I mean... I look forward to this investigation because I think there's going to be some crazy stuff that comes out. Not to mention the fact, again, how do you have kids and grandkids for a couple of weeks, regardless of the wife's age, and there's zero contact, and they're now, this is like when they're mummified. This, remember the, was it the Alice in Chains lead singer that was found covered in ants because he'd been dead for a couple of weeks and roaches and stuff like that, and he was mummified? Like, it's just...
Yeah, but how long does it take her to mummify in this weather? I mean, that weather out there is very dry, so it's conducive to mummification. Could she have mummified within 4 days?
It says, assuming ideal conditions like a dry desert environment, it would typically take several weeks to a few months for hands to mummify.
And are they instantly just wrapped in bandages? Like, they just you're now a mummy.
Yeah. And they haunt old deserted theme parks, and Scooby-Doo has to try to find them.
That's exactly right.
And they grant wishes.
And they walk with your hands out, you know.
Now you guys are doing this right. Thank you.
So it says a couple weeks, or did you say months?
Several weeks to a few months. So the two-week time frame, like, they must have been dead for almost that entire time since the last time the maintenance workers were there.
And by the way... Go ahead, Gordon.
Well, is it possible? Do we know whether they were on different levels or floors of the house?
Doesn't say. Just says bathroom.
Because I'm thinking if she was upstairs in, let's say, a bathroom upstairs, I doubt he's getting up and down the stairs anymore. So maybe she dies up there. He can't get up there to find her. He doesn't know what's going on. And so maybe that's why he was trying to go get a neighbor rather than call 911. He just wanted someone who was physically able to go upstairs to check on her because she hadn't been down in 2 days.
So the daughters, I guess he has a couple of daughters, and listen to how kind of a backhanded statement this is. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our father, Gene Hackman. and his wife Betsy. He was loved and admired by millions around the world for his brilliant acting career, but to us, he was always just Dad and Grandpa. We will miss him sorely.
So, and what
is going on over there?
Dude, it's involuntary. It's just happening. I'm sorry. I don't know what's
going
on.
Ham, are you marking all these?
His frog is so torn up about the Hackman death. He needs to comment on it.
I literally had the mouth, like, sealed shut.
Isn't that kind of like, and his wife Betsy? Because it's not their mom.
Right.
Right? They all, and think about this. I don't know when they got married, but it's, you know, a 30-year difference. 32-year difference.
High five.
At what, you think that they were real excited when he was 65 and she was 33 or whatever? And yeah, awesome for Dad.
So according to you, Corby, you think that they were trying to slight her in this statement. So maybe they didn't like her. And they certainly didn't like the fact that she stood in line to inherit Gene Hackman's entire estate because she was the surviving spouse.
Right.
And
so they staged
oddly enough, that doesn't happen.
I think that they were hoping that the maintenance workers never found her, that she would become a complete mummy and wander off with their hands out into the...
Back to the pyramids.
Santa Fe sky. Back to the pyramids. You just instinctively, as a mummy, you go right to the pyramids.
Yeah, it's like a homing beacon to them.
Wow. This is crazy.
All right, so we all need to do the sensitive thing of place our bets on which of these theories will end up being true. Will it be carbon monoxide?
Or maybe the dog is the one who died last. And he was the one who enacted this entire plan. And then he was ridden with guilt and went and hid
in the
bathroom
closet. Definitely think the dog died last. I think we know that, right? Just
probably
caged up.
Yeah. Oh, poor dog. God. All right. I'm going to say no. This is not carbon monoxide. This is something more nefarious.
So do you think that this in any way was intentional by anyone? Or do you think it's one of these scenarios we've painted where one died and then the other one happened to die surrounding it due to the stress, or maybe she found him dead and was freaking out and had to go get her Xanax and took too many Xanax?
God, it's so weird. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm certainly glad I asked you.
Well, I don't know. I was sitting there trying to rack my brain, and I really don't know. It could be a million different things.
I mean, the most important thing is, what does Jubb think?
He's over it, just like the Luka deal. He's already past the... He doesn't even care.
He's telling all of us to just move on.
Right.
The French Connection was too good to worry about why he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go back and watch the French Connection. Just forget about it.
All right, how about this? We each have to say which one of the two humans passed first. That's only fair that we answer that.
Okay, I'm going to say she did. I think that she OD'd. And then I think he fell trying to put his mud boots on at 95 to go get help. He fell, hit his head, and died.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound nefarious at all. That sounds...
Well, more salacious than just carbon monoxide.
I think he knocked the bottom out of it, and she was so sore that she took too many muscle relaxers and accidentally OD'd. And then he felt bad about it and wanted to go get someone who could then mummify her so he could have a living dead...
To reinforce the bottom of her so he could...
I don't
have a repeat performance.
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
That seems rather unlikely, Dave.
All right, what do you think, Gordon?
I think that he died last. I'm going to go with the same thing, the same theory that I floated out there. That's why he was in the mudroom, was because he was trying to go get someone.
Yeah, and he unleashed his bowels in the mudroom and passed away.
And he would have got away with it if it wasn't for you nosy kids.
I know. Those damn meddling kids. Those Santa Fe's. All right. Well, we'll continue to track this story. Thank you, Gordon, very much.
Absolutely. It was such an uplifting rant reunion. I loved it. Rant revival, 7:35 tonight, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. I'm going to have breaking information about the Gene Hackman case.
That he's been holding on to this whole time. Mm-hmm. All right. Go check out Gordon on TV tonight. Oh, with the 63-year-old wife dying, the dog dying, the door open. The door was open.
Yeah, yeah, the front door was unlocked, but the door was ajar.
Mm. That it.
I mean, they said there was a dog in the yard. Maybe the dog knew how to open the door.
Possible.
Yeah. Or you could just nudge it with your nose and open it. My dog can open a sliding glass door. A lot smarter than Gene Hackman's dog, probably.
And so, do we know the two surviving dogs? Did they like have a nibble?
Are you asking if the dog started to eat their owners?
Ate her money hand.
How long were they left alone without food?
Where were they on the night of the crime is what Dave's asking.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
So in our text threesome, Dave, yes, we were throwing around some theories. And how about this one? The wife accidentally dies. She had the pills, right? And she passes out, or maybe she just simply passed out and hit her head. And that's what she died of. Although they would have said that, right? They said there was no trauma to her body that they saw.
Right. Yes.
Hmm. And then he finds that she's dead. He tries to go get some help with the neighbors. And then he has a heart attack in the mudroom because he's 95.
Yeah. To me, it seems more likely that he died first. And then she's just like, I can't live without this 95-year-old.
Not a chance.
Okay, but the thing with that, Dave, is that if she goes and takes a bunch of pills because she's going to not commit suicide, what is it? It's something else now. They call it something else.
Take her own life.
Unhoused. Yeah. She's going to...
Unalive.
Yes, unalive. She's going to unalive herself. Then you don't take pills right at the sink and then all of a sudden you fall down. You go and you lay down and you wait the 20, 30 minutes before they kick in. It makes no sense that she was falling on the bathroom floor like that.
And let me tell you another thing, Dave. If you're 65 or 63 or whatever she was, and your husband's 95,
you're doing cartwheels.
And Gene Hackman has millions of dollars.
You've been waiting on this. This is not you're prepared for the death. You're not going to off yourself. You're not going to off yourself at the moment, like, oh my God, I can't believe he's dead.
He finally died at 95.
Right. You're just like, I've been waiting on this, and
you're like mopping the floor to make it a little more slick.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is classic
doing all
Norman
those
Mary.
Things that Mary's been doing for the past 20 years.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Sliding, little extra mop and glow Norman on Mary. The floor.
Sliding footstools or into strategic spots.
Gene mop and glow in like, the coffee. Why do we buy so cereal? Many bottles of Murphy's oil soap? I don't get it.
Yeah. Always at the Hitzkiss residence. Yeah, there's an Amazon trail at the Hitzkiss residence. It's like
various tripwires. And...
But yeah, man, it's really, really weird. And again, the man's 95 and been out of the public eye outside of a couple of stock photos where people are like, whoa, he looks nothing like he did in 1970.
Yeah, we've talked about that. The fact that the paparazzi were trying to gotcha. Look at how 95 he is now.
It's the dumbest thing ever. And it was sad. But now, I mean, I look forward to this investigation because I think there's going to be some crazy stuff that comes out. Not to mention the fact, again, how do you have kids and grandkids for a couple of weeks, regardless of the wife's age, and there's zero contact, and they're now, this is like when they're mummified. This, remember the... Was it the Alice in Chains lead singer that was found covered in ants because he'd been dead for a couple of weeks and roaches and stuff like that, and he was mummified? Like, it's just...
Yeah, but how long does it take her to mummify in this weather? I mean, that weather out there is very dry, so it's conducive to mummification. Could she have mummified within 4 days?
It says, assuming ideal conditions like a dry desert environment, it would typically take several weeks to a few months for hands to mummify.
And are they instantly just wrapped in bandages? Like, they just, like, you're now a mummy.
Yeah. And they haunt old deserted theme parks, and Scooby-Doo has to try to find them.
That's exactly right.
And they grant wishes.
And they walk with your hands out, you know.
Now you guys are doing this right. Thank you.
So it says a couple weeks, or did you say months?
Several weeks to a few months. So
okay.
the two-week time frame, like, they must have been dead for almost that entire time since the last time the maintenance workers were there.
And by the way... Go ahead, Gordon.
Well, is it possible? Do we know whether they were on different levels or floors of the house?
Does it say? Just says bathroom.
Because I'm thinking if she was upstairs in, let's say, a bathroom upstairs, I doubt he's getting up and down the stairs anymore. So maybe she dies up there. He can't get up there to find her. He doesn't know what's going on. And so maybe that's why he was trying to go get a neighbor rather than call 911. He just wanted someone who was physically able to go upstairs to check on her because she hadn't been down in 2 days.
So the daughters, I guess he has a couple of daughters, and listen to how kind of a backhanded statement this is. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our father, Gene Hackman, and his wife, Betsy. He was loved and admired by millions around the world for his brilliant acting career, but to us, he was always just Dad and Grandpa. We will miss him sorely.
So, and what
is going on over there?
Dude, it's involuntary. It's just happening. I'm sorry. I don't know what's
going
on.
Ham, are you marking all these?
His frog is so torn up about the Hackman death. He needs to comment on it.
I literally had the mouth, like, sealed shut.
Isn't that kind of like, and his wife Betsy? Because it's not their mom.
Right.
Right? They all, and think about this. I don't know when they got married, but it's, you know, a 30-year difference.
32.
32-year difference.
High five.
At what, you think that they were real excited when he was 65 and she was 33 or whatever? And yeah, awesome for dad.
So according to you, Corby, yes, you think that they were trying to slight her in this statement. So maybe they didn't like her. And they certainly didn't like the fact that she stood in line to inherit Gene Hackman's entire estate because she was the surviving spouse.
Right.
And so they staged
oddly
it?
Enough, that doesn't happen.
I think that they were hoping that the maintenance workers never found her, that she would become a complete mummy and wander off with their hands out into the...
Back to the pyramids.
Santa Fe sky. Back to the pyramids. You just instinctively, as a mummy, you go right to the pyramids.
Yeah, it's like a homing beacon to them.
Wow. This is crazy.
All right, so we all need to do the sensitive thing of place our bets on which of these theories will end up being true. Will it be carbon monoxide?
Or maybe the dog is the one who died last. And he was the one who enacted this entire plan. And then he was ridden with guilt and went and hid
in the
bathroom closet.
He staged the pills. I definitely think the dog died last. I think we know that, right? Just
probably
caged up.
Yeah. Oh, poor dog. God. All right. I'm going to say no. This is not carbon monoxide. This is something more nefarious.
So do you think that this in any way was intentional by anyone? Or do you think it's one of these scenarios we've painted where one died and then the other one happened to die surrounding it due to the stress, or maybe she found him dead and was freaking out and had to go get her Xanax and took too many Xanax?
God, it's so weird. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm certainly glad I asked you.
Well, I don't know. I was sitting there trying to rack my brain, and I really don't know. It could be a million different things.
I mean, the most important thing is, what does Jubb think?
He's over it, just like the Luka deal. He's already passed the... He doesn't even care.
He's telling all of us to just move on.
Right.
The French Connection was too good to worry about why he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go back and watch the French Connection. Just forget about it.
All right, how about this? We each have to say which one of the two humans passed first. That's only fair that we answer that.
Okay. I'm going to say she did. I think that she OD'd. And then I think he fell trying to put his mud boots on at 95 to go get help. He fell, hit his head, and died.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound nefarious at all. That sounds...
Well, more salacious than just carbon monoxide.
I think he knocked the bottom out of it, and she was so sore that she took too many muscle relaxers and accidentally OD'd. And then he felt bad about it and wanted to go get someone who could then mummify her so he could have a living dead
to reinforce doll. The bottom of her so he could have a repeat performance.
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
That seems rather unlikely, Dave.
All right, what do you think, Gordon?
I think that he died last. I'm going to go with the same thing. The same theory that I floated out there. That's why he was in the mud room, was because he was trying to go get someone.
Yeah, and he unleashed his bowels in the mud room and passed away.
And he would have got away with it if it wasn't for you nosy kids.
I know, those damn meddling kids. Those Santa Fe's. All right, well, we'll continue to track this story. Thank you, Gordon, very much.
Absolutely. It was such an uplifting rant reunion. I loved it. Rant revival, 7:35 tonight, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. I'm going to have breaking information about the Gene Hackman case.
That he's been holding on to this whole time. Mm-hmm. All right, go check out Gordon on TV tonight.